Hey everybody, it's time for Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. So let's dish, baby.
Hey, this is Claire Coffey, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hi, this is Jennifer Barron.
And Andrew Moreira Barron.
And you're listening to
Star Dish Radio
with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is April 28th, 2008. And I am here with Jen and Desi, my wonderful partners. How is everybody doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Desi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Very
excited. I'm excited.
For my show.
Me
too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Charlotte. I know. This is gonna be a fantastic show. The phone lines are blowing up already.
Yep.
We are chat room too.
Yeah, we are just waiting for our guest to call in. It should only be a few more minutes to everybody, so just be patient and it'll happen. So everybody knows who we're having on tonight. It's no surprise, Carolyn Hennessy, the wonderful, accomplished actress and author to boot.
Yes.
She's a rock star.
Yes, that's right. That is your nickname for her, a rock star.
Rock star.
That's,
we love her.
Yeah.
I got to see her yesterday, so that was good.
Yes, how was that?
That was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
She read from her book, which was just amazing to see in live. So it was really good. It was really hot, but she was awesome.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, tonight is going to be such a fantastic show. We say that about every show, but this one is extra special. We do have with us tonight an incredibly accomplished actress who just happens to be an incredible author also, and she is best known to us as the fantastic fashion-conscious legal eagle Diane Miller. So I think she's here, and I'm going to go for this caller right here, and if it is her, let's welcome Carolyn Hennessy. Hi, Carolyn. Hello? Hello?
They hung up.
Oh, well, I guess that wasn't her. Sorry, everybody. We had another Dr. Phil moment on Star Dish Radio.
Not Dr. Phil again. Anybody but Dr. Phil.
That happens from time to time. Where somebody will call in and it'll look like where we're supposed to be, and it's actually not. So, Desiree, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what happened yesterday?
I got there just in time to see her reading from Pandora Gets Jealous, which is her first book of many, and she was just absolutely wonderful. The little kids loved it. And then she went to her little tent and she autographed and personalized all the people who bought books, and I brought her a bouquet of sunflowers and just a congratulation card, just telling her how wonderful we all think she is, and good luck with the book. And her husband was there, and her in-laws, and it was just a couple people from her play, so it was really good, and she was really happy to see me, and I was really happy to see her. So,
great.
It was really, really hot.
Yeah, I heard that the weather was pretty darn
like
hot over there this weekend.
Yeah, it was about 105, so it was
right.
Freaking hot.
Wow, that's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, she should be calling in the next few minutes. So, Jen, how was your weekend?
It was good. I actually went to go see Steve Burton. I know you're jealous.
Oh, I am so jealous. Jealous like you don't know.
Natalia Livingston, Bradford Anderson, and Dirk Cheatwood. Who works a lot with Carolyn.
Oh, well, you know what? I think our girl is here. So, everyone, let's welcome Carolyn Hennessy to Star Dish Radio.
Hello?
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 Hello? Carolyn?
Yes. Oh, you guys should know that I've been trying to get through for the last 5 minutes.
Well, you know what, Carolyn? These phone lines are blowing up because everybody knew you were going to be on.
All right. So wait a minute. So I was on one phone. So now I have to totally re-rig. So hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Right.
My God.
That's all right.
Oh man. Okay, are you guys there?
Yeah,
you guys
we're here.
We're
all here.
I've been calling in, and I could hear you guys talking, and I'm just going, hello, 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 Mike, hello, I'm here.
Well,
it's been lovely hearing all about me, but I've just been going, wait, let me through the door.
Oh my goodness.
Okay,
well,
all right, I'm here.
Everybody. Welcome to Stardish Radio. I'm glad you got through.
Me too.
Phone lines are blowing up for you. I mean, there are so many people in the chat room and on the lines waiting to talk to you already. I mean, even before we started the show, so that's why you couldn't get through.
That's because hi, Desi. I hear you.
Hi.
That's because I basically threatened everyone on my message board with physical violence if they didn't call in.
Well, you know what? That's my kind of girl.
Yeah, I said I want voices to go with names. So that
there you go.
Those are my cats and kittens, Colin.
Woohoo! Oh, all right. Well, I'm so happy you're here. So, you know, you're here with Joanne, and you got Jennifer, and you know Desi, that's for sure.
Hi! Hi, honey. Well, hello, Jennifer, and hello, Joanne.
Hello.
Hello.
No, it's so wonderful to have you here.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me on. I can't wait.
Aww. Oh, anytime. So, Carolyn, let me ask you a question. Your scenes with Nancy Lee Grand, they
mm-hmm.
are just incredible. What has been your favorite Diane Alexis scene to film?
Probably, it's such a toss-up. I'd probably say the one in the airplane, because that was her and I sitting so close together, really just sort of being able to look each other in the eye and trade quips and trade barbs. But then, you know, just a few days later, you have the scene when all has been said and done and we are in the bar again. We've had to break in. We are in our gowns and the hunting jackets, and we're getting sort of serious with each other, and that was
really
a lovely turn of events. And she's such a wonderful actress, and it was so just delicious to play off of her. But then you have the two of us standing in the back of the car trying to change the tire, and we start sort of fake slapping each other. But, you know, it's like a banquet with her. There's so much fun. But I'd probably have to say probably in that, or like the airplane, and then in the bar when we're alone. Oh, and then, you know, watching my husband dance with Nancy Lee and having her turn to me and go,
oh,
save me. And I'm like, you know, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, oh, yeah, you're doing great. She's just over there saying, help me. It's like, nah, not going to do it.
I'd have to say that's probably one of my favorites too.
Yeah,
I love
the
dynamic that they bring, that Diane and Alexis have. I think it's such a breath of fresh air to the show in such a, you know, you got such serious things going on, but then when you two get together, it's like, it's
so much
hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
Pee your pants funny.
It really is. And trust me, we pee in our pants all the time when we're filming it. We're constantly peeing. We have the best time just looking at each other saying, okay, you know, What will Guza let us get away with in terms of trying to, because, you know, it comes off the page funny. But then Nancy is so excited because she's had years of angst and, you know, what, giving birth to Sonny's child illegitimately and being with Rick and, you know, God love Rick Hurst, but Rick Lansing is a devil. So, you know, she's had so much that's just been really serious that now, with her best gal pal, Nancy Lee Grand just goes crazy. She's just like, what can we do to make this even more fun? And so we're just sitting there just cracking ourselves up, trying to make what's already funny you know, even funnier. So we just have the best
definitely
time.
Do that. Definitely do that.
Yes. It's a joy. She's a joy to work with. She's a joy.
So Carolyn, this weekend I actually went to go see a few of your co-stars, and I saw Bradford.
Oh, my God.
And he said that you want to be his mother on the show.
Okay, all right. Now, hang on. First of all, let's just get something straight, okay? Diane is not old enough to be Spinelli's mother. Diane is barely old enough to, you know, I mean, she just hit her childbearing years, really. So, I would love to be Spinelli's mom. I think that would, you know, that Diane would find out that she's Spinelli's mom, and you would have to pick her up off the floor, and then she'd head for the nearest bar and be drinking for a week. If she found out that she was Spinelli's mom, it's like, I gave birth to that. I don't even know what that is. And I know a lot of people kind of, it's a toss-up between myself and Kate. I would love it either way. I think it would be so funny. You know, and they're going to have to kind of do something, I think, a little, we haven't really started exploring the Diane and Max dynamic. You know, not really. So I think we're going to explore that a little more fully, at least I hope so. And by the time that we've kind of gotten through that, maybe Spinelli will have parents. But maybe Spinelli is just like, you know the soap. Spinelli may turn out to be an extraterrestrial. May turn out to be something out of Alien. He may turn out to have alien DNA. And who would be surprised? No one would be surprised. So.
Oh my gosh. That is great. Too funny. I would die. He would be like a product off of Port Charles from the vampires. You know, it's something integrated in that. Bring it in some kind of way.
Oh yeah, exactly. Spinelli with, you know, all of a sudden we see the antennas go up on the back of his head, like, you know, like Mr. Martian, or, you know, and it's like, oh, and then Spinelli makes sense. It's like, well, of course he can hack into anything. Of course he doesn't speak like the rest of us. He's from Mars.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
I would like to see you as his mother, though.
That would be a lot of fun. That would be, and to see how I would take the reactions that they write for me on the page and then sort of, you know, translate that. I think there would be a lot of screaming.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yep. Hello, my rock star.
Who's this?
Desi.
Hi, honey.
My question is, what made you decide to become an actress?
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I was really lucky. I knew from the time I was about four that I really was not going to do anything else with my life. I had a brief flirtation with gymnastics, and then I realized that I was pathetic at gymnastics, so I decided not to do that. My father was a motion picture production designer, and he was nominated 3 times for an Academy Award, and he won once. He won for Fantastic Voyage, and then he was nominated again for Logan's Run and for Annie. That was posthumously, but he did films like Young Frankenstein and King Kong and Dirty Harry. He was absolutely brilliant. So I walked onto my first soundstage when I was four, and that was, I think I walked into the lungs in Fantastic Voyage. It was either the lungs or the heart, whatever set that was. And, you know, because you're traveling all through the body, and I went, wow, this great big dark place, and people are running around, and sometimes it's very quiet, and then people are doing things, and it looks very busy, but it's dark and wonderful, and there are free donuts. And I went, wow, I am very happy to be here. And so I didn't quite know at the age of four exactly what went on there, but I knew that I was destined to be a part of it. And then I did my first play at the age of 12, and that was it. That was it. There was no going back. There was no turning back for me. And then, you know, I discovered on-camera acting. But I always knew that a life in show business, a life in the movies, a life in front of the camera was going to be a major part of my destiny. So my father was really tremendously instrumental. And I used to go and visit him. I wasn't I wasn't a full-fledged studio bred. I did go to school and have a mother, and you know, I did have a home life. But I would go and visit my father as much as possible because I loved and still do the feel of the studio. You know, it's like this tremendous hive of activity. So I got started when I was very, very early. When I was very young.
And you're very, very good at it.
Thank you. Well, listen, at a certain point you think, well, I've missed my chance to go to medical school. It's too late to become a short order cook, and I don't know how to be a lawyer. So I'm really now not just I can't I'm not trained for anything else. So this is it. And I can't become an astronaut. Yeah.
You definitely made the right choice.
Fantastic job.
So we are going to go to the switchboards and bring on a caller. We're going to bring on area code 352.
Ooh.
Hello, area code 352. You're on the phone with Carolyn Hennessy.
Hi, this is Carla from Florida. How are you doing, Carolyn?
Hey, Carla. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so glad I get to talk with you tonight. You
Me too.
Are a breath of fresh air for GH.
Thank you.
And you
so
are a
much.
Brilliantly talented actress, and it shows in every scene that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much that means to me to hear. I mean, I really am dead straight in the eye serious when I say that. That means so much to me. Really, really does. Really does. You know, I did not start out on the soap. I didn't start out as a soap actor. So to be able to kind of have, you know, it hasn't been easy. You know, there's been a lot of struggling. And
oh, I can imagine not.
Oh, yeah. And so then when you come on and the response of the fans has been electrifying, and it's so incredibly gratifying. So I thank you so much.
Well, you are certainly welcome.
Thank you. How's the weather down there in Florida? Is it as hot as it is in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
It's getting there.
Oh, man.
It's getting there. But it's always kind of hot in Florida. I'm a native.
Oh,
so it's, you know,
are you really? Oh, that's
yes.
great.
Not many of us around, but we're
here. There aren't that many Los Angeles natives either. There aren't that many California natives. A lot of people are imports. So, you know, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. I must confess, I'm a transplant in Florida too, Carla, so I don't know. I'm a transplant. I'm not a native.
Hey, we love them all. We love them all. Trust me.
Well, Carla, did you have a specific question for Carolyn?
I do. I'm kind of a writer in training myself, and I kind of wondered how Carolyn got into being a writer and an author. I think that's fascinating, given all the other things that she does in her life. I was curious how she came across it.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, I'll give you the sort of the abbreviated version of the backstory. I was literally doing a commercial for Tetley Tea, and I passed by this woman sitting in the open door of her honey wagon, and she was reading something. And I thought, and I just sort of struck up a conversation with this woman, and I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And she said, "Well, I'm reading, and oh, I love to read too, and blah blah blah." And she turned out to be sort of the head of like a writing workshop, and so I got her card and started taking this workshop. And I was basically just sort of noodling around with some story ideas. And one of them happened to be the short story on which Pandora, the series of novels, is based. And an author from Ireland happened to be sitting there, and he said, "Well, I could sell that for you tomorrow." Well, he's from Ireland, which means that he's full of it. And so he could not sell that for me tomorrow. And I can say that. Because I'm Irish. I'm half Irish. So I have full license to say that. I know my people. but what he did do is he said, "This is not a short story. This is a novel for young adults. No, wait, it's a series of novels for young adults. Write 1,000 words a day. In 45 days, you will have your first novel. Go." And I said, "Okay."
Wow.
And so I did that. I gave myself the license to write only 1,000 words a day. And sometimes I went over that, but I never did less. And lo and behold, you know, 6 weeks later, there was the first novel. Then it had to go through some editing once I got a publisher. But that's really how it started. And the feeling of completing that novel is is probably better than any experience I've had acting, because it came solely from my head. My head.
It was your creation.
My creation, as opposed to taking, you know, somebody else's words and making them come alive. Now it's my creation, and you literally, I was weeping. You know, you jump up and down, and you think, oh, my God, I did it. And you know, you've got to give yourself permission to just sob over having literally given birth to something. So that's, in a way, that's how I got started. And I was, believe me, I was the least prolific individual in this writing group. Kids were coming in with, oh, they have pages and pages of this short story and that novel and this, you know, personal anecdote, and I would just be in awe of them. And, you know, 4 years later, I've got the book. It was crazy.
That's
how I got started. Oh yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't matter.
That gives me hope, and
oh,
I appreciate that.
Oh, you have to have hope, and all it is just closing your eyes and letting the muse come and sit on your shoulder and say, okay, what do you got for me today? And it, you know, really sort of inviting the creativity in, and it will not disappoint. It will not disappoint
you.
I promise you that. I promise you that. If you really invite it in, because, listen, you know, we all know how old I am. I'm 45. If it can happen at the age of, you know, 41, 42, 40, it can happen to anyone at any age. It really can. So take heart. Take heart and write 1,000 words a day.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Some great advice.
Well, not only
are you
a talented actress, you're a talented writer as well. So you are the Renaissance woman of General Hospital.
That makes my day. I'm going to go tell the Hubs. The Hubs is all in the kitchen. Yeah, he's making dinner. God bless his heart. And so I'm going to go tell the Hubs that.
You are wonderful for Diane. The stuff that they let her get away with is so funny.
Oh, I know.
You play it so superbly.
Thank you. Listen, when I started 16 months ago, you know, Mark Teschner, the casting director, he called me up and he said, I have 2 days of work for you on General Hospital. And I said, okay, groovy. And they said, yeah, you're going to be Sonny's lawyer. And now, I had not watched the show in years, but I was a devoted fan during the Luke and Laura days, but I had not watched the show in years because I was usually out pounding the pavement trying to get a job.
Right.
So he said, you're going to be Sonny's lawyer. And I went, great, who's that? And so, yeah, I know. Everyone out there is going, what? She didn't know? He's like, no, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And in a way, that was a really good thing, because I walked on the set, and if I had known that Maurice was who Maurice is, you know, this electrifying man, who you look at his eyes and you go, I don't even know my own name. Forget my lines. Do I have lines to say to you, Maurice? Oh, okay.
That would be my reaction too.
Yeah. So in a way, I'm glad it really behooved me that I didn't know, because I was actually able to kind of walk on and go, oh, okay, all right, well, I'll just give back to you what you're giving to me, and hey, it's going to be terrific. But I had no way of knowing that this was going to turn out to be what it is. But as soon as I started talking, there are things that a lawyer would say to their client, no matter how powerful they are. And so sometimes I would be a little forceful. I'd be a little forceful with Sonny, and if I'd hear the voice come down out of the booth going, you can't talk to Sonny like that. He'll kill you. And I'm like, oh, really? And
oh, but she's Diane. Of course she can.
Well, see, now she can. Now she's got...
No,
because
not
I,
at first.
Because, yeah, no, not at first. Even though, you know, even though it would probably be inappropriate, but Maurice would look at me and go, you can't talk to Sonny like that. Like, oh, okay, sorry.
When the Godfather speaks, we all listen.
We all listen. It's like, I didn't know who he was, but I just said, you got it, Maurice, whatever you want.
Well, Carla, that's fantastic advice for you, and such a wonderful
yes.
story from Diane. Oh, it's just incredible. I'm sure we could sit on the phone all day with
oh,
you, just listening to stories.
Thank
well,
you
Carla,
so much
thanks
for calling.
In.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn,
thank
so much.
My
love
pleasure.
Diane.
Okay.
Long live Diane.
Sorry. Make sure you keep listening.
Oh, I am.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to another caller that's been holding area code 619. Hello.
619, wait a minute. 619 is San Diego. Leslie.
Yes, it's Leslie.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
I'm clairvoyant. Hi, honey.
How are you doing,
girl?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm nervous because I hate public speaking, but here I am.
Because
I don't want you to hit me with a bat.
Yeah, yeah, and you know me, I would find you, and I'd whack it.
I know.
You should have seen me yesterday. I mean, Desi would probably say, "Oh no," but I was really nervous speaking, reading at the Los Angeles book.
You did
book
wonderful.
Show.
I saw
you
a video of it.
So
you did
great.
Really well.
She did. Videotaped 2 minutes of it. It's up on your freaking site right now.
I know. I've seen it. I went, "Oh, okay. Oh,
you
yeah.
look
so
great."
I understand about public speaking. I got it. I'm right there with you.
All right. Well, I have kind of a fun question for you.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could think of a really good blooper to share, either from GH or any of your other projects that you've done.
Oh, man, a blooper? Oh, boy. Oh, God. A blooper.
And it can be from anything.
I know. I'm trying to think. Well, I mean, it was an embarrassing moment.
There you go. That works.
Yeah, okay. It was a very embarrassing moment. Okay, so I'm on that 70s show, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's an episode that's going to be a two-parter, but and I had just found out moments before taping on Friday, because we had rehearsed all week, and then we taped the show in front of a live audience on Friday night, and that Friday, minutes before I'm going on, I find out that they've held me over for the next week. Yay! So I'm very excited, and I'm just sort of giddy. And I had seen some of the other actors who were really, I mean, some of the main stars, come in and do funny things while the scenes were still going on. So little old stupid me, I think I get very cocky, and I just left the kitchen scene where Bob Pinciotti, who was Donna's father in the show,
uh-huh.
where he's sitting there, and they haven't called cut yet, so I know he's doing something funny. So my character, Sharon, I think I'm going to kind of go on and just sort of, I'll come back in and make a funny entrance and say something funny. Oh, my God. I come walking back in, and the director says, "Carolyn, we haven't cut yet." It's like, and this guy was doing a bit of business that was very sort of funny to himself and by himself, and I was like, okay, you know what? That's just that's a lesson you learn in acting 101. But it was because I was really kind of happy that my character was being held over and that they'd written another week for me. So I just burst through that door and made the biggest horse's ass out of myself. so they don't. I don't think they've got it on. I don't think they have it. But it was a blooper. And it wasn't funny, and it was a real big lesson. It's like, okay, you know what? Even though you might think, you know, they might really like you and have held you over, you're not really a part of this show, so don't get cocky. So
aww.
that was really it. I'm trying to think of something from General Hospital, though. There's so much stuff that Maurice and Steve do off camera, and that's just they keep you in stitches, and Rick Hurst is so funny.
And he can talk forever.
Oh yeah,
oh,
he can talk forever.
God. I thought I could talk. But I just sit back and I say, "Well, I'm in the presence of the master, so just be quiet. he's very funny. I love Rick. He's the nicest guy in the world.
All right, well, I'm going to go so that you can talk to other people, but I just want
right,
to
honey.
Call in.
If
all
I,
right,
if
I'll talk to you later.
If I think of a better blooper, I'll put it up on the board.
All right, perfect.
So,
okay, thanks.
Okay, honey. Bye,
right,
thanks,
bye.
Leslie.
Bye.
Bye. Well, it is 10:30, and we do a segment called Favorites.
So, Carolyn, we are going to ask you 10 questions, and you just kind of give us the first answer that comes to mind, okay?
Got it. Got it. Really? Right. Cheese. No, okay. I'm
okay. Your favorite color?
Pink.
Your favorite animal?
Oh, my cat, Ella. And, yeah, Ella. Ella's cat. Ella the talking
favorite
cat.
Your Go favorite ahead. Movie?
Sunset Boulevard.
Favorite TV show?
Oh, Hawaii Five-0. Yeah.
Your favorite actor and actress?
Helen Mirren and an actor named Tony Scher, Anthony Scher. He was the psychiatrist in Shakespeare in Love. He was Shakespeare's psychiatrist.
Okay.
Okay.
That is. Okay. Your favorite book?
My favorite book would be 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Your favorite vacation spot?
That I've been to is Venice. That I haven't been to, but I just know I'll adore, is someplace in India, like in the jungle.
Okay. Your favorite childhood toy?
Oh, wow. My favorite childhood toy was a 4-foot by 4-foot, almost solid pink puzzle of a Peanuts cartoon strip that was, it was like a 5,000 piece jigsaw puzzle.
Wow.
Yeah. We had a special board built for it. Yeah.
Your favorite food?
My mother's Swedish meatballs. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And your favorite singer and or band?
My favorite singer and or band would be Jessie Norman. And she's a soprano, and she's an opera singer. And Jessie Norman singing the third of what are called the four last songs of Richard Strauss is pretty much as close to God as you get.
Okay.
Or Peter Gabriel.
Well, Carolyn, I want to know what your biggest pet peeve is.
Oh, God, with acting or the show or...
Just in general.
In general? Rude people.
Mm.
It's either rude people or it's a toss-up between that or people who will not take responsibility for the things that they do. But more than that, I think it's rudeness. It's like literally waving a flag in front of a bull. People who are rude, and people who are rude to other people, and people who are rude to people who are kind of helpless. I just want to grab a knife and shake and start cutting. I think there is no reason for it. I don't understand it. At a certain point in your life, it's like, you know what? Okay, you had a tough childhood, or okay, you had this, but knock it off. It's just not necessary. It's so not necessary.
Right.
So that's and as an actress who is now becoming slightly more recognizable, it's interesting because I've had to deal with it on just a couple of occasions, and and these fans do not think that they are being rude, and they're not, but like they'll kind of follow me around and tell me what to buy in a supermarket, and it's funny. Oh, it was so funny, and this isn't really even the kind of rudeness that I'm talking about. I think that actually is more just sort of a lack of boundaries, you know, just like
right,
honey,
right.
Oh, don't buy that much soda. You don't want that much soda. Yes, I really, really do. Oh no, it was hysterical. It was hysterical.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, yeah, following me around going, oh, you don't want that ice cream. You don't want that. Yes, I do.
Oh, my
gosh. No, yeah, I know. It was funny. But that's actually more of like a lack of boundaries. So I can't even really put that in the same category. But people who, I know this, it sounds very sort of generic, but I believe kind of in generic things. I think that's how we come to wisdom. So rude people, rudeness, that's a pet peeve. I took as long as Rick Hurst to answer that.
Well, I
no, you didn't.
I guess it would be safe to say that Carolyn Hennessy and Diane Miller really wouldn't be good friends.
Probably not. Well, actually, no, you know what? No, there's a lot of Diane. There's a lot of Diane in me. She's a straight shooter. She calls it as she sees it. She does not. I think you're wrong. She doesn't tolerate. Diane doesn't suffer fools. She does not suffer fools easily. And now that she's now that she's been on for a while, she can tell Sonny that he's being a horse's ass. She can.
Right.
She calls it as she sees it, and she's in many ways the voice of reason on that show. And she's Diane can come up with the great quip immediately because Bob Guza has written it for her. But Carolyn sometimes, God bless him, but Carolyn sometimes is a little stymied when put in a situation like, where it's like you want to be very witty, you want to be Oscar Wilde, and instead you just say, shut up! But, you can't be terribly witty. There's a lot of Diane and in me and it being kind of straightforward and honest and calling it as you see it. So
And
liking younger men. There's always that. Enjoying younger men.
There you go. Well, I'm happy about that. All right, we're gonna go to the callers. We have an area code 301. You are on the phone with Star Dish Radio and Carolyn Hennessy.
That's me and I'm very nervous.
Hi,
don't
who's
be nervous.
This?
My name's Jade.
Jade?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Like
the stone Jade?
Yeah.
Oh, how beautiful.
When I was born, it was the rare name back in the 80s.
it's a gorgeous name now. It's a gorgeous name now. So good kudos to you. Now, where's 301? Where are you calling from, Jade?
Maryland, a little town of Sharpsburg where the Antietam Battlefield is.
Groovy!
Yeah.
So cool! I love Maryland. Maryland is gorgeous. Maryland is very green and very humid, but it's really beautiful.
I like our little area. It's quiet.
Nice. Well, guess what? I think I'll move there because Los Angeles is nuts. So
every now and then you hear action going on around town, but that's about it.
Well, trust me, we hear a lot of action around here, and it's like I'm over it. I'm so over it. I want to come back to Maryland and have nice peace and quiet. So my dear, do you have a question for me?
Like I have an interesting one. Sorry. What is What's your biggest, the one food you can't live without that's like your, I can't think of the word I'm looking for.
The one food that I can't live without that's like my favorite, that's like my, that I would die without,
yeah.
That I, like, what, yes, yeah, the thing that I have to have.
Yeah, if you can eat it every day.
Oh, if I could eat it every day? Wow. Okay, well, believe it or not, when I was 18, I used to be a hostess at a Mexican restaurant. Oh, that was sad. I used to say, because I used to eat Mexican food all the time, and I never, ever, ever got sick of it, but the thing that I could eat every day and not get sick of, wow, that's a fabulous question. Think fast, Rabbit. Think fast, Rabbit. That's from a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Think fast, Rabbit. Probably ice cream, and it would be mint chocolate mint ice cream. That or nachos. I'm it's a toss up. Like nachos or here's the thing, Jade. I'm such a foodie. I love food. I am not one of these people that, like, eats to live just like a little bird. I love really good food. I think good food is sometimes better than sex. And often it can be better than sex. So when you ask me to pick a food that I just couldn't live without, There are so many. I make a meatloaf that would make you weep. So, So, you know what? I could, you know what? Maybe that's it. My meatloaf. I could eat my meatloaf.
Well, I'm glad
I'm making cinnamon buns because now I'm hungry.
Cinnamon buns. Okay, yeah, see, there it is. There you got it. I can't live without a cinnamon bun. And we've got this thing, Cinnabon, out here. Cinnabon?
Yeah.
Okay. You give me 6 Cinnabons and just leave me alone for an hour. Or give me a pound of macadamia nuts and don't bother talking to me. You know, give me a couple of In-N-Out double doubles and I'm good for the day. You know, there's so good food is like, you know, it's like sex for the mouth. So, you know,
I love it.
Anything with gravy on it.
Oh, great.
Well, I kind of did and I kind of didn't, so I'm sorry, but it's like, you know what? Here's the answer. Here's the definitive answer. My meatloaf. And now I think I need to go and make one. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Carolyn? You're going to have to put that recipe up on your board now because now you want everybody wants your meatloaf now, okay?
I will. I absolutely will.
I will.
And everybody, you know what? Everybody in the chat room. I have to I have to give it to Tom Stacey over at Soap Opera Weekly Digest. Well, anyway, I have to give it to Tom Stacey because he just did a very kind of off the cuff interview with Nancy Lee and I.
Uh-huh.
And Nancy Lee had to give her favorite recipe, and the woman doesn't cook. So I had to give my favorite recipe, and I still, God love her, she orders in. You know, her child does get fed, but she'll be the first to admit she doesn't cook. So I have to, that reminds me, I have to give Tom Stacey my meatloaf recipe. So I will, one way or another, you all will have it.
All right. Well, we can't wait for that.
Okay.
Michelle says Tom is with Soap Opera Digest.
Yes, God bless. And please, don't anybody write in and say, she didn't know.
Oh, no.
I just had a little brain
part.
So,
well, Jade, thanks for calling in to the radio station.
Thank you, Jade.
Thank you. Oh, and Carolyn, also, what was your experience like being a hostess?
What was my experience like being a hostess? Well, uh-huh. I was constantly trying to eat the guacamole. I was so into the guacamole and chips. I was so excited. I was fine. But here it is again. When people would come up and say, "I want that table there, and I don't want to have to wait," and I just look at them and say, "Okay, you're an ass, and you need to leave the restaurant." And that's not really what the management was looking for.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story. So you know, I was fine. I think I was fired very, very quickly.
Wow.
I'll tell you a story. When I was temping. Before I was actually able to earn my living as an actress, I was temping, and I had the good fortune to temp at Universal Studios, and they put me on the switchboard, which was such a mistake because people would call in, and you know, people in show business, especially executives, can be rude, and so they'd say, "Yeah, give me so and so," and I'd say, "All right," or I'd say, "I'm not able to find them." "Well, what are you?" And I just go click. I could hang up. I would literally hang up on them. I had no patience. And so then, of course, I think I lasted a day. And they said, "Okay, we can't have you back because you hang up on people." I said, "Yes, I do. I hang up on rude people."
So, I've had quite a few jobs like that in my time.
Oh, me too. Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
Well, thanks a lot, Jade. We're going to move on to the next caller.
Thank you.
Bye, Jade.
Bye, Jade.
Okay, we're going to my area code 954, which is South Florida. And Jennifer and Desi, this will be an extra special treat for you because you haven't spoken to this person since November of last year.
Oh, my God, I know who it is.
I know who it is.
Welcome, Miss Linda.
Hello, lady.
Linda!
Hello,
lady.
You guys are all one big family. It's so groovy.
Carolyn, let me just share something with you. I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller, okay?
Okay.
I've been waiting, I mean, like, waiting for you to come on. You're like my absolute favorite, and it's, oh. I mean, you've had me in stitches since you got on the phone.
Thank you. I'm in stitches too.
Oh my gosh. This is, I'm so happy I'm kind of home alone because I'm like laughing hysterically. Like I haven't stopped. It's just, it's great, and we're very happy that you've come on the show. And I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
Where would we find you, let's say, like on a typical Friday evening?
Are you ready for this? I'm home. I'm home with the hugs. We are homebodies. Or, see, the thing is, because we love to cook, and so I'm believe it or not, I'm more often than not, let's say 60-65% of the time, we'll be home, we'll be watching movies, we'll be watching it, we'll throw in a DVD, or we both are members of the Screen Actors Guild, like the SAG Film Society, I think that's what it's called, and so during the year on Fridays and Saturdays, they'll show films at the Directors Guild, and so we can go down there. Yeah, but we've completely given up on going to movies at public movie theaters because, you know, cell phones and people bring
isn't that
to see something. Oh well, and people bring 2-year-olds to see, you know, House of the Dead, and it's like, excuse me, and their kids start screaming, and if you say, could you please quiet your kid, then suddenly you're hit on the head with, you know.
Yeah,
it's dangerous. It's dangerous. So I say, I can't go to the movies anymore. So we'll rent something, but we really have a good time just sort of enjoying each other's company and trying new recipes and, you know.
Right. Well, I'm sure that, you know, you work a lot of hours, too, during the week, and so it's nice to kind of decompress at the end of the day.
If I work a good full day and I'm home at 5, at 5:05, I'm in my bathrobe. It's just as I look at my husband and I say, I'm going to get comfortable. And he says, okay, your bathrobe's on the back of the door. He knows exactly what I mean.
You're ready to go. And then how long do you have to prepare typically once you get a script before you know, you're actually going to go shoot a scene?
Well, I don't memorize any other show but the next day's show the night before. And like, in other words, I can't start, if I'm working, let's say Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Monday night, I'll do Tuesday. Tuesday night, I'll do Wednesday. I can't ever do like 2 days in a row because it's so confusing. I can imagine
there's a lot of dialogue, right?
There's tons. And I just got the call. I'm doing 6 shows next week. I memorize only the night before for the next day. Yeah.
Wow.
But for instance, if I get the script on Friday, I have no qualms about working all weekend on a Monday script. So, you know, I'll give it my all. My husband is, God bless him, he deserves accolades. Just any accolades I get are shared with him because like, honey, I need to run this now. And he'll wake me up and he'll say, do you need to run it before you go? Do you need to run it before you go? He's incredibly groovy like that. He's so supportive.
You definitely need the support there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Desi, you saw him yesterday, right?
Yes, I did. I love the
hug. Yeah, we love
great.
The hug.
He's great.
Really
great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for bringing the pizzazz to the show, and I truly enjoy watching you, as the girls will tell you. I'm a big, big fan, and I look forward to hopefully getting a chance to meet you.
I would love that.
I'm crossing my fingers. Hopefully you'll come down for Super Soap this year.
Oh, listen, from your mouth to Brian Fronzi. we'll see.
That would be
what that means. Everybody's writing their damn letters.
Yeah, but see, I'm a Disneyland freak. I've got every year I buy the pass. Oh, I'm there at least 3 or 4 times a year. So it would be foolish to ask me to Super Soap because it's like, well, where's Carolyn? She's supposed to be signing autographs. Oh, she's on It's a Small World. Oh, Carolyn, Carolyn's over on, you know, on Tom Sawyer's Island running around playing hide and seek. You would not be able to find me. So.
Now, do you do the rides? Do you like the rides? Do you like the Tower of Terror? Do you, you know?
Oh, I do. But here's the thing. I have such bad equilibrium. My inner ear is almost completely shot, so I get motion sick very, very quickly. So I have to have like, you know, I'm popping five or six Dramamine. So that stuff makes you loopy. And
makes
so it's like
sleepy.
Yeah. It makes you sleepy.
Sleepy.
So it's like, hey, oh yes, oh wow, that's just groovy and now I'm falling. Now I'm going up the track.
I take the same stuff because my equilibrium shot too, so.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's
wow.
Like, you know, the patch
yeah.
goes behind the ear. But all of that just makes you very woozy and loopy.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh wow, I'm going 85 miles an hour on Space Mountain. I don't see a thing. You know, you can't talk to me afterwards, and I slump a lot. But there you go. That's the way I can go on those rides. So.
Oh gosh. Well,
yeah.
We look forward to. Having you down, and my gosh, I think we can like write an email starting now. Make sure it happens.
Okay.
Yes. Everybody, start writing those
pleasure.
Letters.
There you go. There
okay,
you go.
Ladies. Thanks
That'll
for taking
fun.
My call. Have a great
Thank
night.
Thank you so much. Bye,
Linda.
Bye, Linda.
Take care.
Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, next caller, I have to bring her on.
Okay.
She doesn't need it. She doesn't need any introduction though.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh,
hi. How's my girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I feel like I should be basting myself with a delightful teriyaki marinade. It is so hot here.
Hey. I said in the chat room, I said, there's no way Carolyn's going to get this done in an hour.
No.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Well, I mean, we may just... stretch it. If you guys want me to, I'll you know, I can stand a little longer. But I don't know what you guys have planned for the show. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to jinx everything else.
We will stay on the phone for however long you want to stay on the phone.
Exactly.
This is your show, Ms.
Woo-hoo!
Your show.
Hey, Mitchie.
So, two things, Carolyn.
Yes.
First, TV Guide has named you one of the top three actresses to watch on General Hospital on
Daytime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, those bribery checks are working. Thank God.
yes.
That's so cool. That is so wonderful. You know, I don't even know what to say to that. That's just, you know, I go there and I try and bring my A game every day. So God bless them. God bless them. Now was that TV Guide Canada or TV Guide US?
TV Guide Canada.
TV Guide Canada. Listen, hey, I'll take it. I love it. God bless them.
They love you. They love you.
God love them. There's, you know, no stigma. But the thing is, I think I did see something about that. So I thought, wow, you know, okay. I just want to make sure I had the right thing. That's so groovy. Oh,
yes,
Canada.
And then I have to ask, because I told Jen I didn't know what to ask you other than giving you uncomfortable silence.
Okay.
Telling you, hello. Hello.
Hello.
what has been your most bizarre fan encounter?
Don't say Desiree.
But you can say meeting Jen at the airport.
Hey!
So,
well, That's a given.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
My most bizarre fan encounter. It would be the woman who, and I'd only been on the show, God love her, and I don't think she's listening, God bless her. She came up to me in Trader Joe's. She came up to me in the supermarket here, and she said, oh, my God, your son is lawyer. Oh, my God. And she literally talked like this. She talked like this. She goes, I'm from New Jersey. Here, hang on a second. I'm calling my daughter. She just gave birth to my grandchild. Hang on. I'm calling my daughter in New Jersey. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Talk to my daughter. Here, talk to my daughter. She's going to be so excited. She loves you. And so, literally, I was like, you don't want to say,
I don't want to talk to your daughter because I don't know. First of all, I don't know you, and now I don't know your daughter. So I got on the phone and I said, hi, you know, your mother. And then she goes, oh, I love you. And like, you know, and then the woman takes the phone back and she goes, here's a picture of my granddaughter. Here's a picture of my, look at this. And then she says, what are you doing buying all of that ice cream? What are you doing? No, you don't want this. And she literally follows me around the supermarket, and I'm like, and she, tell me what's going on with Sonny. What are you going to get Jason off? Because this was right before the trial. It's like, are you going to get Jason off? Is he going to be found?
Oh,
and she's going in for all these spoilers,
gosh.
And I'm like, I can't. And then
that's when you say, I'm sorry, he's going to get killed. We're sorry.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And, you know, what do you do? So then I'm literally waiting in line to check out. She leaves her, and her husband, God bless her husband, her husband just kind of looked at me like, You have it for 20 minutes. I've had it for 45 years.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so she leaves her husband in line, and she comes up and she says, you know, listen, I just want to thank you for being so nice. Why are you buying all of that soda? Do you don't want to drink all of that? I want to thank you for being so nice. And so, you know, that's been the craziest, you know, that's been kind of the most out of bounds. Sometimes people will come up and say, I didn't want to bother you, or I didn't want to, you know, call you out. I didn't want to say anything to you. And I look at them and I say, you know what? Here's the deal. Do it. You know,
yeah.
say that you enjoy my performance. That's why I'm here. You know, if I didn't, as an actor, what are we going to do? We're going to stand on a stage and sort of act for ourselves? No, we're acting for the public. We act to make people happy, to entertain, to educate, to make people, you know what I mean? We want to know we're getting through. It's sort of like the biggest form of look at me, look at me, look at me. We have to have egos the size of Texas to go out there and think we can get through, you know? And those are the healthy ones. So when people come up and they say, oh, I didn't want to bother you, it's like, thank you so much for saying that, but go ahead. You know, don't tell me I'm buying too much soda, but thank you. You know what I mean? It's like, don't, people know what the boundaries are. People know what, you know, when lines are being crossed. You hope so, but it's like, I want to say, tell me I'm doing a good job. It's music to my ears. It really is. It's like food. It's like oxygen. You know, you hear laughter, and laughter's like oxygen to me. So
right.
You know, so that. But the crazy woman in the supermarket.
Well, we have 2 minutes remaining for our live show, so we're gonna kind of end it off and go into archives. So everybody will be able to listen to us still, you know, through their telephones. We're just not going to be streaming live anymore. So,
okay.
Carolyn, before we do that, can I just get you to do a promo for the show for us?
Something we need. Sure.
Just, this is the magnificent Carolyn Hennessy with the magnificent girls of Stardish. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, you ready?
You're ready. Go ahead.
This is the incredibly groovy Carolyn Hennessy with the incredibly groovier Girls of Stardish.
All right.
Yay.
We're gonna head off into archives. So everybody just stay put. Don't go anywhere, okay?
I think I got another.
Okay, wow.
Hi, Ella the Wonder Cat.
Hey, this is Claire Coffey, and you're listening to Stardust Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardust Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hi, this is Jennifer Barron.
And Angel Moreta Barron.
And you're listening to
Stardust Radio
with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Okay, we're going into archives, everybody. All right, we're still here.
Hi, guys. I think I got another maybe 15 minutes in me, and then I have to go and soak my head in cold water.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
let's
so
bring
hot.
On another caller while we still have Carolyn on the line. How about we go to area code 718? The Bronx.
Oh, the Bronx. Hello, Bronx.
Or Brooklyn.
Or Brooklyn.
Or Brooklyn.
Or
right
Staten
here.
Island.
Or
Staten Island.
Someplace in New York.
Someplace in New York. Hey, 718, you're on the line.
Would that be me?
That'd be you.
That'd be you.
Oh, my. Hi, this is Michelle from Staten Island.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn.
I'm Rudy. How are you?
So excited to be talking to you.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to say I love you on the show. Diana's absolutely great. She makes me laugh. And her interactions with Max and Spinelli are fantastic. Is she coming back for more?
Hopefully she will be coming back for more. Yes, absolutely. Well, I think she's definitely coming back for a little more with Max. One can only hope. And you know, we'll see what they do with Diane and Spinelli. We had a fabulous scene that aired, I think it was Thursday, where Diane gives Spinelli some encouragement, a little sexual encouragement, and I love that scene. So hopefully there will be more of that.
That was a great scene.
Yeah.
I'm actually coming out to California for the General Hospital Fan Club weekend, and I just wanted to know if you're going to be doing any events.
I am going to be dropping in at Megan's, Nancy's, Becky's, and is that it?
Girls Night Out? Are you going to go to Girls Night Out?
I think I may be going to Girls Night Out, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You guys going to be lucky that who's going to go to that, that's for sure.
We're going to half those events, so.
I know.
All right,
so that's
what we're doing. Okay. Oh, so I will meet you. I will meet you then, and please come up and introduce yourself and say, "Hey, I talked to you. Hey, I talked to you on the radio."
Absolutely.
You
should join Carolyn's message board.
I already
am a member.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am.
You got it. I don't know. Is this kosher to say, "Hey, what's your screen name?" I don't know. Maybe yes.
Sure.
Maybe no.
It's Mish321.
Okay. All right. Well, how wonderful to hear your voice.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
nice
you.
Talking to you.
You
okay.
Too. Okay.
We're going to area code 704, Carolyn. I almost called you Diane.
That's all right. I love it. Burton doesn't call me anything but. He goes, "Hey, Diane." It's like, "Hello, hello,
something.
Jason."
Steve Burton could call me whatever he wanted, whatever he wanted.
You bet. Yeah.
Let's go. Area code 704. You're on the air.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
This is Jessica. How are you?
I'm fine, Jessica. How are you?
I am so thrilled to finally talk to you.
Oh, wonderful. Wait a minute. No, where's 704?
I am actually in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I love North Carolina. I love North Carolina. So there you go. I did Wilmington, Dawson's Creek, but so I love North Carolina. Good for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm actually on your board also.
Yes, I know you are. I know you are, Miss Jessica.
I love it. I just love seeing the new pictures and getting the new updates, and I definitely love you with Nancy and then you with Matt.
Oh, I know. I got so lucky being paired with those two. The wacky hijinks. The wacky hijinks with all of us. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. I could not be luckier. I think I've got the best job in daytime, to be perfectly honest with you.
That you do.
I actually have two questions.
Okay.
The first one is, if you didn't make it as an actress on General Hospital, what would you rather be doing? Like, if you had to pick another career.
Another career other than an actor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would probably say author, although that's happening now, too. Another career. I'd probably work with food. I'd probably be a chef because the things that you can do with food. I mean, I love to cook. I love to cook. I think that would probably be it. I think that would probably be it. Or I'd join the circus. I would love, you know, but circus folk are that kind of life is so short lived. Like, you know,
yeah.
I'm a big Cirque du Soleil junkie, but you know, that the wear and tear on the body. But to be able to fly like that, to be able to move like that, but you have to start when you're so young. So I don't. You know what else I'd love to do? I'd love to be able to travel for a living, like Samantha was Samantha Brown. Is that hers
mm-hmm.
on the Travel Channel?
Oh, I know.
I'd love to be able
about.
To.
Oh yeah.
I'd love to be able to travel for a living or cook for a living.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely into the traveling.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
to travel.
Yeah. I'd love to do that. Or I'd be a spy.
All right.
I'd like to should go into, like, I'd like to go into espionage.
Well, you know, you could always dress, you look good in black, so you never
I
know.
Look, that's right, it's right. Black is good. Black is slimming. That's right. Yeah. So did you have another question, my dear?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Another question is did you have to prepare when you had to do your scenes with Derek or Max?
No, no.
You have
we,
to
you,
do the scenes?
Prepare how? I ate several slices of camembert cheese. And I said, come here, kiss me. No, we didn't have to really prepare. You know, Max and Diane, it's not like Steve and Becky. You know, Steve and Becky, it's all very gauzy and beautiful and lovely, and you just wanna devour those scenes with us. You wanna put chocolate fudge on top of them and just eat them up. They're so beautiful. And you can't You can't get any more beautiful than those two, you know, doing their thing on screen. But Max and Diane are different. I mean, we're of a certain age. I'm a little older than he is. So it's going to be a little more wacky, you know. So,
hey, wacky
so, and
is always more fun.
Wacky is fun. And you want, you know, it's great comic relief. It's a lot of fun. So Dirk, as I say, I just refer to him as a big teddy bear. So we just go in, we kind of high-five each other, and then, you know, and then try and figure out how we can make it as fun and funny as possible. So there's no real gearing up for, you know, okay, here I come, I'm going to kiss you now. No, I mean, there's none of that. It's more like, you know, foot A goes in slot B and leg gets lifted and it's sort of like, you know, sex by numbers. But it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And he likes to say that I wear cinnamon lip gloss. And you know, please. He's lucky if I come. Dirk is lucky if I comb my hair for him. Yeah.
He told that story this weekend, and he
somebody else.
I know, and you, and anyone who hears it can say, Carolyn says you're lucky if she combs her hair for you. So.
Oh wow.
So there you go.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure, honey. We'll see you on the board.
I hope I get to meet you because you are absolutely fabulous.
Thank you, honey, and I hope I get to meet you as well.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. And you too.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
So,
bye-bye.
Carolyn.
Yes, my dear.
Pre-nom for the Emmys.
I know.
How does that make you feel?
Yay!
It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. You know, I'd be a liar if I said that it wasn't terribly exciting. It's like... It's also like saying, oh, by the way, you've been nominated for president. It's like, what? Huh? Who? Huh? so it's kind of inconceivable but maybe it's not so inconceivable, you know? I do think that I do lend a tremendous amount of support to the show, and that's what the function of a supporting actress is, you know, to f- further the plot lines and the stories and make the main actors, make the lead actors look their best. And that's literally what I try to do and have a hell of a good time doing it. So,
you do it very well.
Thank you, hon. But, you know, I do have to go back and think in my head and go, good Lord. Mark Teschner, who I have built a shrine to in my house, he called me 16 months ago and said, I have 2 days of work for you on General Hospital. And it's like, and now I'm an Emmy pre-nom? You kind of turn around and go, what? What planets were aligned to make this happen? You know, it's like, whoa. And I joke with my husband and I say, it just goes to show, if you walk onto the studio and you refuse to leave, they'll find something for you to do. They will find something for you, you know. If you handcuff yourself to a dressing room door, they'll find something for you to do. So
we're gonna try that next time.
It's mind boggling. And to say that I'm not excited is totally a lie. Go ahead, honey.
We are all praying and hoping for you on Wednesday that you get this nomination.
That would be a dream come true. I can't even imagine.
Well, think you deserve it.
Desi and I will be there, and Michelle will too. I know we will be at the Emmys on the red carpet, just screaming and everything for you.
Thank you, honey. Well, God. God, yeah, I'll be the one being carried by her husband because she fainted. All you know, every three steps she faints.
I know which one's hubby, so
yeah,
That's it.
God love the hubs. God love him.
Well, Carolyn, before we take our next caller, I just wanted to interject and say to you that I put a link up on our website at Blog Talk as well as our MySpace page that will lead people directly to Amazon.com to purchase your book.
Oh, thank you, hon. Thank you so much.
Great book.
That means thank you.
I love
it. Everybody will click on that Pandora's Gets Jealous. It'll take you right to Amazon.com, and you can purchase Carolyn's book. So I just wanted to throw that in there because I know we
will
run out of time.
So we want book two. We
want book two.
Out, Carolyn.
Book two comes out August 18th or August 19th. Not quite sure yet.
And how many books are there going to be in the series?
If I don't have a coronary, there will be 7.
Okay. Well, I already called that.
And you won't, so
anyway.
There will be. I'm the one. I have to take my own advice. I have to say, you know, I have to just sit and be quiet and let the creativity come. Let the muse just come and sit on my shoulder and go, okay, where are we going with the girls today? So,
I have
to do that.
All right,
yeah,
we're gonna take another caller now.
Okay.
We're gonna go to area code 336. You're on with Carolyn Hennessy.
Hi, this is Mindy.
Hi,
Mindy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, dear. How are you?
Feeling well.
Good.
This is the blonde one from the board.
It's a blonde one. Yes.
Yay!
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. What do you got for me, hon?
Well, I wanted to know if you could play any role on General Hospital, male or female, what role would you want to play and why?
Oh.
Other than Diane. Because I think I do have the best of it right now. But what role and why? Oh, man. Okay. Male or female? All right, think, Rabbit. Think fast, Rabbit. You know what I'd like to do is I'd like to do Anthony Zakara.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
I'd like either Anthony Zakara or Trevor Lansing, because both of them have got Anthony Zakara. He's so just single-mindedly evil, and I would love to be able to find some humanity in him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be able to do that. My first impulse was to say Carly, but boy, she goes through so much, and I just don't know if physically, you know, emotionally, I could do that. And I love Laura Wright. I watch her, and I'm just sort of in awe of her. But I think it would probably be Anthony Zakara.
Yeah, I would love to see you do something evil.
Yeah, I know. I know. And let's face it. And Trevor Lansing, you know, Trevor is, there's no humanity to Trevor. He's so cruel. And he's so cruel that he makes you love Rick.
Yeah.
But he's going to go, oh, my God.
I love that, too. I mean, I love him on the show.
It's like, now we know why Rick is Rick. So,
yeah.
So, you know, one of those two, but I think I'd go for Anthony. And, oh, Luke is so much fun.
Oh, yeah. I would love
to. It would be those two. Or that one, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay.
All right, then.
Thank you.
All right, my little blonde one. I shall see you on the message board.
Of course. I'll be there.
Okay. Good.
Do we have time for another caller?
Well, I think we've got time for one more. Let's do one more.
Okay, let's pick here, area code 619.
Oh,
let's see. Area code 619, you are our final caller on the line with Carolyn Hennessy.
That's Leslie, right?
Yeah. Is it Leslie again? Is it the same Leslie?
Is it?
No. Hello?
Well, whoever it is.
Hello?
No, I guess they're not there anyway. All right, well, we'll move up to area code 617.
Oh, 617. Where's that?
Area code 617.
Hi, it's Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
How are you, hon?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. So good to hear your voice.
I did have a question for you, though.
Wonderful.
Okay. If you could guest star on any primetime or daytime show, what would it be and why?
Boston Legal, because of James Spader.
Oh.
And William Shatner. Well, okay, here's the thing. I say one thing, and yes, that is my first impulse, and then I think about CSI, the original CSI, and to act, you know, to just be involved with, you know, Grissom and Warwick Brown and Nick Stokes. I'd love to do anything on CSI, but it would probably be Boston Legal because James Spader is, I think, just juicy as an actor, and William Shatner, the character, you know. So it, to be interacting with the two of them, that would be Boston Legal. Okay.
Yeah, and I just want to say I'm such a fan of Max and Diane.
Thank you, honey. Me too. Me too. Big and beefy rules the world. So there you go.
Carolyn, I want to say thank you for coming on Stardish. We've had such a blast with you. I swear we could probably sit here all night and talk to you.
Yes,
my pleasure.
You.
And if I didn't have a hamburger waiting for me and a cold shower because, you know, we don't have central air. I'd love to stay on all night. So
well, you know,
thank you.
We
so want to
invite you back, and we want to try and invite you and Nancy together
That'd
and have
awesome.
A little doubleheader session with the both of you.
That would be. I will get her to do it. Come hell or high water,
all right.
if I have to handcuff her, I will. I'll ask her. You know what? I can't promise anything, but I will do my darndest to get her on this. Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk. I'll give her a call tonight. I'll give
absolutely.
Her a call tonight and say, okay, look, you got to do this with me. You got to do it.
There you go. We need our girls.
Yeah. We got to have girl. You know, girl power.
Girl power.
Okay.
Come fish with the girls on Stardish.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so
all right,
much Carol. For having me on.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Okay.
Our
guys, all my love.
Bye.
All my love to everybody. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you. Bye.
Now, for whoever's still listening on our phone and our archives, I want to remind everybody tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are going to have Brandon Barash on. Johnny Zakara, so we hope everybody comes back tomorrow. I'm sorry we didn't get to get everybody's telephone calls tonight, but you heard it from the lady. She'll come back whenever we want, so we'll try and get that to happen for everybody. But to my girls, we had a great show.
Yes, we did.
Thank you.
Lots of fun. Carolyn is always fun.
Yes, she is. She's a freaking
well,
rock star.
I am so excited. I got to talk to her, so I'm very excited.
Yes.
So I just look forward now tomorrow to talking to Mr. Johnny Z himself.
Oh, heck
yeah.
I just hope can talk, period.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can talk.
Words.
You can talk.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, we'll find the words. Okay, everybody. Everybody have a great night. Thanks for listening
Thank
to Stardish, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.